98Q Sports reporter Mike Clemens joining us. Mr. Clemens, top of the morning to you there.
Good morning.
Hey, it's been since you and I were playing ball that a team hasn't hit the ball as well as in the championship series. What did they say, like 1906 it's been since a team has had this few hits through three games of the division series? We got to get going here, right, Mike? We got to get these bats cranked up here a little bit.
Yeah, the Brewers losing again last night, 3-1 to the Dodgers. The Dodgers pitching has just been phenomenal. You know, the Brewers had gone into the postseason with the best record in baseball, so that means they got to be the home team to start off this series. Mm-hmm. They lost Monday and Tuesday. They lose Wednesday. You know, it's just Brad Snell and Yamamoto, who only lasted an inning when they shelled the Brewers shelled him. In a game that I covered at the AmFam Field.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Dodgers were injured and banged up, and the guy that won last night for the Dodgers on the mound, that Tyler Glasnow, he was just coming back from an injury, and the Brewers beat him, too. But now the Dodgers pitching is right on schedule, right where they need to be, and it's just impossible to hit for this Brewers lineup. And so through the end of last game, the Brewers only had 9 hits in this series. The last time that happened was 1906.
Yeah.
The Chicago White Sox, who were playing the Cubs in the first Crosstown World Series.
I remember it very well.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, though, the White Sox, they were called the Hitless Wonders by the newspaper because they were such a great defensive team, and they actually ended up winning that World Series 4-2, but that they did it with defense. That's not going to happen this year.
Yeah,
the Brewers.
I saw a stat that the Yankees pay more in taxes on their payroll than the Brewers pay in actual payroll.
Well, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's Brewers pitching. Going back to 1982, mm-hmm. Joel. That's one I did cover when just starting out and working for the flagship TV station there as a producer as a kid. But I got in, they hired me in August of 82. And was it Joaquin Andujar that was for the Cardinals who beat him twice? They just had no answer for him.
Yeah.
He was sort of like the Snell of the Cardinals back then. I'm watching guys like that against, Pete Ladd. you've got to have at least two pitchers that, back in the day were 20-game winners. Well, the Dodgers have got at least three. And tonight they get to see Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Who's going to be on the mound. Come on.
We need to feel a little Red Sox vibe. Red Sox, the only team to ever come back from 3-0 in the championship series. So feel
2004.
2004, let's feel the vibe. Yeah, let's bring it back. Just look at what it would be. Let's say the Brewers do come back and win this. Could be the greatest story in baseball ever, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it would be a huge story. Probably not going to happen, but we're set up for something special. Maybe, never know.
Okay,
right, Mike. Trying to be positive, Mike. Trying to be positive.
You're not asking for a contribution, are you? I'm not getting in on this.
Okay, all right. Packers in Arizona on Sunday. This looks like one that the Packers. There's no blowouts much anymore in the NFL, but this appears to be one that they should be able to take care of business here, right, Mike?
I don't know. I mean, they should have taken care of the Bengals because the Bengals, they were drawing up plays in the dirt last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I went over to that locker room, and Joe Flacco, who, by the way, beat Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers last night. Hello.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's been there 8 days.
Yeah.
He's been there 8 days. Shame on the Cleveland Browns. What were they thinking?
Yeah.
So Joe Flacco comes in. And, he's just trying to figure Jamar Chase, his number one receiver last week with the Bengals. We're talking about the Bengals losing to the Packers 27-18. Jamar Chase said after the game he had like maybe 12 reps, caught 12 passes from their new quarterback, Joe Flacco, that was brought in last week because he got sick and missed a couple of days' practice. I mean, they're warming up, in the pregame, getting to know each other. And they scored 18 points against this Micah Parsons' defense last Sunday. So, and then Micah yesterday, he went off. He's making national headlines because he said, he was asked, and he's very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's at least three times where he got held in that game, and the refs aren't calling it. They protect offensive players. They don't protect defensive players. And to say that, you know, they've got rules in for the safety of players, why aren't they for both sides? And he says, I'll probably get fined for some of these comments, and we'll see how that plays out. So you're going against a Cardinals team. Maybe Kyler Murray comes back from injury. They're a starting quarterback. Otherwise, it's been Jacoby Brissett who's filled in.
Yeah.
And Marvin Harrison Jr., he's got injured a game or two ago. Maybe he comes back. There's a guy to look for, though, on defense, Josh Sweat. He's a linebacker. They signed in free agency. He's the guy. He had three sacks against Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl because he played for the Eagles last year.
Yeah.
And he signed a 4-year deal this year with the Cardinals. So I don't, you know, it's I don't. It probably won't be an easy out for the Packers, even though the Cardinals have lost four in a row.
Let me ask you this: have you ever seen Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco in the same room together? I think they're the same person. I think they're just,
they are the same person.
I think they are.
They
I think are. They're the same one. Badgers, like a 30-point, what is it? A 26-point favorite for Ohio State. This is not going well for Mr. Ficklow and the Badgers right now.
No. 2:30 kickoff at Camp Randall Stadium. They lost at homecoming, 37. It's like Jesse Temple, he covers the Badgers, said, okay, so you lost last year to the Iowa Hawkeyes, Kirk Ferentz, a game that over the years has been, you know, that grinded out, big on defense, you know, 21-20 kind of finish or less. Last year you lost 42-10, so you swear, we're going to turn this around. We're going to beat, you know, rivals like Iowa. And your performance was 37-0.
Yikes.
And they're showing no progress in any phase of the game. No identity, and now you got to play the number one team in the nation tomorrow, and they're, you know, the Buckeyes are 25-26 point favorites, and it's not going to get any easier throughout this. And now you're going to come out of this season, and what's your story for recruitment? Who's going to want to come play for this guy, you know, in the NIL era? It's going to get serious.
I want to switch that to a road game tomorrow. I don't want to be at Camp Randall. Could get ugly tomorrow. The Bucks. What's this AJ Green signing? Four years. Is that a big deal for Bucks fans?
Yeah. And really, no surprise. John Horst talked about that in media day about 2 weeks ago. So the Bucks are wrapping up their training camp. Bobby Portis said last night, you know, now is the time we got to make sure we get in shape because the season starts next week Wednesday night. They're going to be at home against the Washington Wizards, but they've got 10-11 games right there, like bang, 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 to get going. And so they want to get off to a better start than they did last year. And speaking of signings, you know, about a month ago, after getting him off the roster for a year or two, they got rid of Thanasis, Giannis's brother.
Brother, yeah, he's back, right?
Big podcast. They brought him back. Now, guess what? They brought the other brother back, Alex Antetokounmpo.
So both of them are on the roster now.
Oh. I think, oh, come on.
Must be in the fine print of the contract for Giannis, huh?
It's just, you know, it's like the things you got to do to keep him happy, otherwise he wants to go to the Knicks. And it's, you know.
It's one thing to just let him hang around. It's another thing to sign him to a contract, right?
Yeah. You know, it's just, you're shaking. You're like, come on, Giannis. That's not the best for you. This because he's not an NBA player.
Yeah.
Not an NBA player. Come on.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mr. Clemens, we always appreciate your time. Believe in the miracle. All right. I said it here first. Believe in the miracle for the Brewers. All right.
I will. And in the meantime, I'll have reports on the Packers Cardinals game on your show Monday morning from Phoenix.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Clemens. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Joel.
You bet. Mike Clemens. He's out and about covering the Wisconsin sports scene for all of our civic media stations. And he'll have the Packer info for you on Monday morning after the big game. We will get to...